Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, if you've been listening to the show, and you're not hungry enough now, we're going to definitely increase the appetite alarm. We're continuing our conversation with the relatively new proprietor of the classic Citrus City Grill in Old Town Orange. They've kind of been an institution in Old Town Orange since 1996. And in mid-2022, new ownership came in with Chef Charlie Kosmas. But the good news is the restaurant has always been in Greek culinary hands, and that tradition continues. And it is a pleasure to welcome Charlie back to the show. Charlie, how did you happen to acquire Citrus City Grill back in mid-2022? Obviously, this was a restaurant you were familiar with, but tell us more.
Yeah, I was actually a regular myself. And a couple of years ago, I was starting to look for another. I've been in the restaurant business since a very early age, and I was looking for a restaurant, and my agent mentioned Citrus City Grill. I knew the previous owner, and I'm like, wow, he's selling. Why is that? Basically, it was time to retire. So I said, wonderful. I know the store. It's a great store. Let's get this thing going. And 4 or 5 months later, we bought the store. I believed in the store. I knew exactly what I was getting into. And really the main selling point for me was the excellent staff members that we have here. We have seasoned veterans, like our chef has been here 21. We have two chefs. One's been here 21 and the other one 26 years, which is phenomenal. So I bought it for that as well, for our great crew that we have here.
Charlie, you know, you can't do it alone, so obviously no. That's important. And the fact Absolutely. That, some of the associates had stayed with the restaurant that long and continued under new ownership, definitely only to the good. Now, one thing we haven't talked about, Charlie, as we, round things out and talk about other day parts and some of the other things you do. We've talked about this incredible Sunday brunch buffet. Let's also talk about happy hour, because, Charlie, as you know, everybody's looking for value these days. And Absolutely. Happy hour is a real good way that you can find value in a restaurant. And also, it's a good way to get introduced to a restaurant that you might not know or have not been to in a while. So we definitely want to let our listeners know you have a full bar. But in addition to your happy hour program with the libations, you also have quite an assortment of small plates. So tease us with that, if you will.
Absolutely. We do have a happy hour daily, Monday through Sunday, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. By the way, on our bar program, we changed our program completely once I took over. No longer we use any artificial sweeteners. Everything we make, all of our sweeteners are made from organic agave. We make our own juices and even dehydrate all of our fruit here for our garnishes. So that's that quality of drink you will be getting on our happy hour. And as far as small bites, we have some, I say, yummy options, like our bacon-wrapped stuffed dates with gorgonzola cheese. We have our filet mignon skewers. We have sliders. And we have our homemade, homemade margarita pizza that we make here in-house.
Tell us about your pizza dough, because we've been talking about pizza on the show. There's a big pizza event that's coming up in L.A. At the end of the month. But, I know, Charlie, everybody has their secret recipe for the dough. So tell us a little bit about what's special in the dough that guests can expect at Citrus City Grill.
What's special about our dough, I believe, is the flour that we use. which is imported from Italy. We make our own dough in-house, which our pastry chef makes every day. And for us, we believe the secret is the flour. We changed the flour when I also took over, and you can definitely, we see a difference. And we can see it in the sales as well, because we've been selling quite a lot more, it seems like, when it comes to the pizza.
Charlie, it sounds like it's all working. Now, on the libation part of the program, just again to tempt our audience a little bit more, tell us a little bit about what smoke in ashes is.
Ooh, smoke and ashes. Okay, that's one of my favorite drinks. That is a drink that's made with mezcal. We mix it with our homemade agave. And there's a citrus concoction that we've come up with. And again, basically, it's mezcal-based. It's a very smoky flavor, very citrusy flavor as well. One of our best-selling drinks.
Well, Charlie, you know, mezcal really seems to be coming into its own. Tequila.
Absolutely.
Tequila is obviously insanely popular and still, you know, a huge area of growth. But kind of as a subset of that, people seem to be discovering mezcal. And, you know, in terms of a mixed beverage, you know, it can really be a great element because it adds
it really
a lot of character to things. So I'm not surprised to hear that one is doing well.
Yes. It's definitely, like you said, it's definitely coming back. Mezcal is becoming a very popular spirit, and it's delicious. And I understand why. If it's done right, it's an absolutely delicious drink.
Certainly. Charlie, over the years, meatloaf has always been a dish that at certain times it's been revered, in certain other times it's thought of as diner fare. Obviously, the ingredients can vary, but I know you have a signature meatloaf on your menu at Citrus City Grill that is outrageous. So tell us a little bit about the meatloaf at Citrus City Grill so our listeners, when they come in, they're not going to be scared.
Yeah, absolutely. It was funny when I took over, many people were requesting for that dish to come back, and I said, well, let's do it, and I understand why. It's absolutely delicious. It is it's a classic meatloaf, but it has like a wine reduction sauce on top with some fried onions on top. It's a more gourmet take on a meatloaf, extremely, extremely juicy, and I call it Nico approved. That's my son's name, Nico, of course. And every time I go home, I have at least twice a week I have to take a meatloaf to him.
Definitely, Charlie, like the sound of that. Now, we have a mutual friend who is the proprietor of the OC Baking Company that's not too far away from where you are in Orange. And one of the few bread items that you don't do yourself is the brioche bun for your CCG burger. And Dean Kim is crazy about this CC Grill burger. And he's in quite often to have that particular burger. And
it's just not
because the bun comes from the OC Baking Company. So, you know, everybody's got a gourmet burger these days, Charlie, on their menu. We need to give a shout out to the CCG burger and, of course, also Dean Kim.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. Yeah, Dean has become is our number one fan of the CCG burger. This was a burger that we basically improved on with a couple of changes. We changed the meat and the bread, basically, so it was pretty major. After changing the bread and the meat, we relaunched that burger, basically, and there's that thing we say, less is more. We use a half-pound patty for that burger, and fresh ingredients, and that bun really from OC Baking it has changed that burger completely. It is the most delicious burger, I believe.
It's vertical too. I mean, when you see that on the plate, it is a very appealing looking burger. Now, Charlie, before we run out of time, you very graciously have wanted to do something for our listeners to introduce people to Citrus City Grill that may have not ever been there or have not been there since you took over. Please tell us what you have in mind, because that's a wonderful offer.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was thinking I would like to invite them, your awesome listeners, to our restaurant. I just mentioned SoCal Restaurant Show. Until the end of this month, we will give you a 10% discount on the entirety of your bill. Check this out.
Charlie, we're going to take you up on that, and I'm also going to put that in the notes that go with the archive segments, and thank you very much. And just so our listeners understand, this is all editorial. Charlie is doing this because, you know, he just wants to introduce our listeners. And I definitely endorse this restaurant from a consumer point of view. You know, I've been there. You know, we talked about the cheese, the dates that are wrapped in the blue cheese, pretty incredible. We talked about the tri-tip tacos. We talked about the burger. You know, I've done some tasting on the menu. Charlie, as we need to say goodbye one more time on where you are in Old Town Orange, and you have a lot of great information, excuse me, on your website. Please tell us the address of the website.
It's citruscitygrill.com. And we are located at the Circle of Orange. Our address is 122 North Glassell Street in Orange.
And open 7 days.
Yes, open 7 days a week. We open 11 a.m. every day and close 10 p.m. every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Charlie over at Citrus City Grill, certainly one of the standout restaurants that's in the area, and particularly Old Town Orange. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we return, it will be Chef Andrew Gruhl with his Ask the Chef segment. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.